Yeah, I'm just honored and humbled. I mean, I literally went to Green Bay. They had drafted Brett Conwell in the third round. And so I was, my mindset was really to try to get to next week. And, it sounds cliche, but it is God's honest truth. I was trying to get to the second week of training camp, and then trying to get to the third week. And after the game started, I was trying to get to the next game. And I hadn't played in the first two. And so, I finally got my chance in the third preseason game. I was trying to get to the fourth preseason game. And I played my whole career that way. So to think about how that started and how I got there versus, the result today of getting inducted with, one of my best friends on the team, Tosh, and joining this group of very distinguished people in the Hall of Fame. I mean, like I said, I'm just honored and humbled.
Ryan, Spofford from Packers.com. How you doing?
Very good, man.
Congratulations to you. You talked about sort of, taking that week-by-week approach when you first got here. A lot of young kickers in the league maybe don't survive what happened to you in Philadelphia very early in your career. How did you get past that and end up, becoming what you became?
It was actually one of the biggest blessings of my career. I mean, I had, made every kick in the preseason, and I had made every kick, all three of them against the Bears in the opener, and then I'd made all three against the Eagles in that week, too. And so, I had hit 12 in a row, and I started to think, man, I could handle this and do all right. And then, obviously, the Eagles scored. I missed that 28-yarder. And so, the plane ride back was basically my turning point of my career, and I had Reggie White and Favre came up on both at separate times while I'm playing right back, and told me how lucky and blessed I was. And I'm thinking, I just stood in front of the media for 45 minutes in Philly, missed a short kick, the first loss in a long time because the Packers won the Super Bowl the year before. So how am I blessed? And they both said, that everybody goes through this in their career, and you're just so fortunate that it's in week two of your career. And so if you bounce back from this, and I think the Dolphins were the next game, and you kick well next week, and then you never have to put this, you never have to deal with this again. If you struggle against the Dolphins, I mean, maybe this isn't for you, but you get the opportunity in week three of your career to end this whole thing, as far as, can you deal with the pressure? Can you deal with, this position? And, so I came out, and obviously I was nervous against the Dolphins, but I made all my kicks. And from that point on, I wouldn't say my attitude changed from my initial thought of trying to get to the next week. I kind of made it more real that next week is tougher to get to and miss big kicks. But that conversation that I was able to have with Reggie and Brett totally transformed my approach and my outlook on what had just happened in Philly. And I think it gave me a chance. I mean, I can honestly say, hindsight being 2020, if I make that kick in Philly, I don't think I last 16 years because I just didn't – I don't think I would have learned the lesson early enough to get out of my own way. And that was the biggest thing that I learned from that was just kind of, there's no difference in any kick. And, it's a pressure cooker of a job, but that 28-yarder is the same as the PAT, is the same as the 50-yarder, and it doesn't matter if it's first quarter or fourth quarter. So that was a very, very good lesson and perspective that I gained from that, and was able to learn and make it last.
Ryan, this is Rich Ryman with the Press Gazette. The NFL is obviously a business, and sometimes it's a brutal one. But how tough was it to leave Green Bay just generally, or to go to Minnesota, which is not the most revered place around here?
Yeah, it was tough. Naturally, you always want to be wanted. I mean, what human doesn't want to be wanted, And so we had kind of, me being Sarah and I, had kind of felt about halfway through that last year in Green Bay that, there just wasn't going to be an offer. So a lot of people think that I chose to leave Green Bay, but the truth of the matter is that there was never a contract offer to come back. And so I'm fully aware of the business of the NFL. I'm fully aware that, you want to go cheaper at a position at times. You want to, go younger at a position at times. And sometimes you price yourself out of a job. And so it wasn't like I had a choice between, Minnesota and Tampa or Green Bay. I mean, they, free agency came and the Packers were off the table because there was just never an offer there. So, much like any other profession, I was still healthy. I was still in my prime. And so you go look for work. And it just so happened that the two best opportunities in free agency were Tampa and Minnesota. And, Minnesota was a better deal for my family and for us. And obviously the opportunity to go kick in the dome as a kicker was something that was really hard to pass up.
Do you think that extended your career, getting to do the dome?
Without question. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I always tell people I thought I was a really good bad weather kicker. I thought I was a really good wind kicker. But the biggest difference of going inside in the Metrodome was the footing. Having solid footing, the entire season was the biggest thing that I noticed. And so you could just hit a cleaner ball, at all times. So, what Mason does in Rambo is unbelievable. What the guys do, even in the domes, are unbelievable. But it definitely, when you don't have to worry about slipping, you don't have to worry about icy conditions or a wet field or anything like that, it definitely gives you an advantage in November, December home games. So I think it extended my career. I mean, I still think I would have kicked well in Green Bay, had it worked out. But I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And, it took them a year to figure out that they needed a really quality kicker, and they went and got Mason, which obviously the rest is history there. And I think, the Vikings have been through kind of what the Packers went through that one year when between Mason and I was, the Vikings have been through a ton of kickers and just wanted some, some stability at the position. And so I think, it's pretty rare to have a run of kickers like Green Bay has had between Jackie and myself and Mason, and teams long for having that kind of run with, limited turnover. And that's what, teams want. And that's what Minnesota wanted. So that's kind of why we ended up there.
Hey, Ryan. Mark Daniels from WTAQ. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Can you just talk about coming back as a Viking, and then since your career ended, you obviously probably have come to even a greater appreciation of what this franchise really means, not only to this town, but maybe to the league?
Yeah, I would tell you, the honest truth, that I would not have the perspective that I have on the whole Packers machine, meaning the team, the sellouts, the fans, the, Lambo, like the whole package, the whole state of the company. I would not have the perspective had I stayed there my whole career. And it gives you an appreciation when you go elsewhere. And just an example, my first year in Minnesota, late in the year, it's probably week 15, 16, 17 kind of thing. We struggle, we're out of the playoffs, playing the St. Louis Rams, and I show up, and the upper bowl of the Metro has like 5,000 people in it. And I just never, ever seen that in my NFL career, because home and away, my 9 years in Green Bay, it was sold out. It didn't matter where we played. And so there were things that gave me a true perspective. And then naturally coming back to Lambeau wearing the opposing team's colors and coming out of the visiting tunnel, I think I'm one of the few people that's ever actually run out of three separate tunnels into Lambeau, which is rare. But wearing the opposing team's colors and getting booed, out of the stadium type of thing on the kickoffs and the field goals and everything, it just makes you appreciate the fan base. If they love their team, they love their green and gold, and if you're not wearing it, you're not a fan of theirs, I mean, they're not a fan of yours. So it was fun, and then it amped up like 200% when Favre and I came back that year. But having said that, there was appreciation that I would not have had. And so I just don't think you can get that unless you see it from the other side of the tracks. Like I was, blessed and fortunate to be able to. And so, to be honest with you, I didn't know how this whole, life after retirement type of thing, after leaving the Packers and the Vikings was going to be, full credit. My buddy, Bill Schrader, was my roommate, for a lot of years and still, we vacation a lot together. He was the one that kind of reached out to me and said, I'm doing a golf tournament. Why don't you come up and we'll just kind of slow roll this thing and kind of get you back in with the Packers fans. And from that point on, it was really easy to go back and do things with the Packers. So I'm thankful. I'm really blessed that I was able to see it from the other side of the tracks. And more importantly, I was thankful that I was able to retire a Packer and then, to go into the Hall of Fame as a Packer is, dream come true. So I'm very blessed that it came full circle.
Ryan, Mike from Packers.com again. Do you have a kick in your Packers career that you rank as the biggest and most memorable? And along the same lines that, you know, the records that you set before you left here, you know, any of those that you were most proud of? I realize Mason has kind of, you know, broken a lot of them now, but just your thoughts on some of those things.
Yeah, you know, the one kick, there's really two that stand out, but the one kick that I'll never forget was, you know, opening night, rookie year, Chicago Bears, back when Monday Night Football was the game of the week, and we were playing on Monday night in Lambeau, and we drive down the field and stall, and it was a 38-yard field goal. And I'll never forget hitting the ball. I was so nervous. I mean, I couldn't even see straight. But I'll never forget looking up and seeing that ball flying dead straight through the uprights and the thought of, I did it. You know, no matter what happens from here, I got to the NFL, I made my kick, and I did it. You know, I accomplished it. And so I ended up kicking a couple more that game, but I'll never forget looking up and seeing that game, seeing that kick go through in that game. And then, you know, I had a year that with you know, Brian Barker holding for me, that we had four game winners in a year, and you know, one of the biggest ones was, ironically, the game winner against Minnesota on Christmas Eve. And that was the one of the division. It was in the Metrodome and, you know, kind of our last hurrah of the season. And just to do it there, to do it in their place, to hit the game winner. And that was my second one of the year that I hit against Minnesota. And it was pretty exciting. And then, you know, kind of cherry on top, we were going back to Orlando because we had the weekend off, and flying through Minneapolis the next day and kind of seeing our picture on the front page of all papers and their heartbreak kind of was fun to see after knowing that we just did it the night before. So that was very exciting kick for me. Those two kind of stand out.